Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. We are live for our Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. Katie Miglin and I are so excited to dive into all things ketchup since we haven't been live together for a really long time. Mm-hmm. When I say ketchup, I don't mean like ketchup like a condiment, like a mustard conversation. I mean just like hanging out with all of you and catching up. This is going really well so far. I think that we should all take a really nice sip of coffee, which I would like to talk about for a few minutes when we get back. And then we do have an interesting dialogue this morning. I really hope you make it with us. Good morning, everyone. We are live for the Teach Better team for our Wednesday Wake Up, where we get to be live every single Wednesday at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And I just want notes that I made Katie laugh when we clicked that commercial. And I just enjoy when we're on camera together and it's like, we like mess each other up. Like that was a victory in my book.
You literally started the show by saying, we're going to catch up, not like the condiment. What did you want me to do with that?
I think what made you laugh was me saying that I don't think people will actually make it to the interesting dialogue that I think we're going to have because they won't respect the jokes at the beginning.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we're like pretty good success rate in making the first 15, 20 minutes completely ridiculous. So if you can get past that, friends, there's going to be some good stuff for you to take away. You just got to get past it.
I do really like our topic we're getting into. I mean, not to like start it early, but we are talking about the difference between topics that you feel really strongly about and things that you should let go. I think that's a really good November discussion. So
I do too. I do too. I look forward to that at some point. We've got some friends in the comments. Good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Morning.
There are so many things that we haven't caught up on, Katie, because we weren't live together. What was it? Last week.
Correct. You were Josh.
Now we're here, but we won't have a show next week. There will be no Wednesday Wake Up during the week of Thanksgiving for the U.S. American holiday. So this will be interesting. We got to deliver a really good show so they come back the week after Thanksgiving and still want to hang out with the Teach Better team.
Right. I mean, we've got to set the bar high for ourselves.
I heard a rumor. Ooh. Not trying to gossip, but I heard a rumor that the week after Thanksgiving, a celebrity appearance is happening.
That was really well timed. If only we could have executed it all the way to the end, where then we didn't laugh. For those of you listening to the podcast, we just tried to be really fancy and do a sip of coffee at the same time. And it was pretty poorly executed at the end.
It was building suspense. That's what that was. Building suspense.
There will maybe be a celebrity sighting regardless. It won't be me. So it'll either be a celebrity or it'll be a familiar face.
We'll see. What are you doing the week after Thanksgiving? I know we're getting ahead because I wanted to catch up, but now we're
probably in the mayonnaise section. I'm going with Dr. Dave Schmidto to the Virginia ASCD conference and gonna meet some teachers and do some presenting. So we'll be there for a few days. So I will miss out on this fun.
Wow. But you mean you could still tune in as a viewer, like all these people in the comments right now. Good morning, everyone.
True. That is true. Good morning, everybody. You guys are dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Good. I see that we have a new listener. I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm sorry in advance for any shenanigans, but we do like to start with some sort of good morning message, some sort of welcome. And then we do try and get into some good discussion. I think today will be a good one. So be tight with us. It's good to get to know you. Feel free in the comments to also put where you are checking in from. I know Stacey already did that. She said Nashville. So it's always good to know where in the world people are popping in. And it looks like because we can't see your name in the comments, you're also in our Facebook group, which is wonderful. We always love to have new people in our Facebook group engage and be a part of the live streams and content that gets posted here every single day. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. So Ray, catch up. We The team has been busy. There's been lots of things going on in the team, lots of traveling. You're getting ready to travel today, then we'll be together next week. So all the things. This is a busy time for schools. Lots of schools like to do PD, kind of connect. Next week, a lot of schools have the whole week off because they do professional development of some sort, or they maybe just do fall break, which is nice. Enjoy the break, go relax, do your thing. We were never able to have that when we were in the classroom. We didn't have
We taught the whole week up until like that Thursday. But I will say, November is an interesting travel professional development month for the Teach Better team because the beginning of the month is really focused on like those follow-up visits for many of you that have like worked with the Teach Better team in some way, shape, or form or heard us talk about it. We really very rarely do like a one and done professional development with any sort of school or group of teachers. We like to do those longer experiences where we're able to not only do some sort of training, but then also step into your classroom and come back multiple times a year to give feedback. I mean, that's to me how you actually get good work done is like building a relationship with someone, fostering a partnership, and seeing the long-term effect. Like my favorite teachers to work with, I've been working with for like 3 to 5 years because we're constantly just developing how to be better in new ways every single time we engage with one another. And November is super heavy in those follow-up visits because typically between like Halloween and American Thanksgiving, there's not a lot of like institute days for like official trainings, and subs are just so hard right now. So I know Dave's been traveling, you've been traveling, Chad's been traveling, I've been traveling, Josh was traveling, like to do some of that fun stuff. And that's the training that I like tomorrow I'm headed, nope, I lied, today I'm going to the airport. Someone should text me later, make sure I make it. But today I'm headed to Cincinnati, and literally my goal is to pop into teachers' classrooms in this awesome building I love visiting. And the training is then the coaching part. It's not like sit down, open a slide deck, let me tell you the research. It's more about let's problem solve your classroom with your students and your community. I just think that part's the fun part.
Well, and I like that you're like in the moment. We've all experienced it where you learn something at a conference or you learn something through professional development. You take it back to your classroom and you're like, oh, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, this doesn't seem as magical as how they originally presented it. So one of the things I do love about our team is that we do come into the classrooms while you're teaching it, or if not, we at least come while you're in your own element, right? So we've worked with so many teachers who literally like pull things off of their shelf, or they're opening up their plan book, all those good things to like discuss how to make it work within their own classroom versus this like umbrella idea of like, this is how the entire school could implement it in all your content areas. Good luck. We really try to make it real and authentic and stuff. So yeah, and I am, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, isn't that the worst when you sit in an hour long like professional development and then they're like, here's a great idea. Now, although you were overwhelmed and busy before you came in, make sure to add this to your to-do list so you can change lives. And you're like, man, I want to, but like, are you adding another hour in the day today that I didn't know about? Like,
And I do love that some of our support visits are like us just working with them while they like create stuff. So it does feel like they're getting the coaching part, but they're actually able to accomplish something. It's not this detached, like, here's your like lesson, and then go figure out time to actually work on it. We like work together with them, which is always great.
the crew that I'm headed to see today, though, I also really love because we like did a professional development with them on the grid method, I don't know, a few months ago. So obviously we'll talk about grid and that'll be fine. But this crew likes to like get into like heated debates. Like the last time I was there, they were like, Ray, give us your opinion on grading and like what should go in the grade book. And that's like not the training that we're necessarily doing with them, but they love to like debate like theory and whatever. And like, I just think I'm excited to nerd out about what they're gonna throw at me this time of, how not only the grid is implemented, which is fine, but how it's like actually executed with students, depending on your teacher philosophies and the type of student clientele you have. And this is a high school, so I'm just excited to, there's so many good debates to have. So good.
Well, safe travels and have fun.
Be good. What else is going on that we can update on that people might be interested in? I know, obviously, you guys can throw in the comments if you have anything specific you want.
Tonight I go live with Dana Kirby. We're going live to talk through – there's a random fly in my face. We're going live to talk about kind of some things that go with mastery learning, some pitfalls and how to overcome them. And so super excited to talk to her. Dana Kirby is a PE teacher here in the town that I'm in, Central Illinois. And so phenomenal educator, has used mastery learning in her classroom and her health classroom for years. So I'm excited. Honestly, I'm just excited to like literally like pitch her a couple questions and let her go, because she's so good at what she does. So if you're interested, tune in tonight to check that out.
I love when Dana Kirby's live. And I will say that's a part of our new Remote edX series. It's a monthly series that we actually provide to our Ohio grant winners that we're working with for the 16 ESCs that worked with us to write a grant for professional development. But I love that we're streaming that to everyone, because obviously that gets sent to them exclusively. But you can catch it here, and you can also catch last month's on our YouTube channel, which is kind of fun.
So. Yeah. So lots of good stuff.
Trying to think of other stuff. So update, if many of you saw, Brad was live on Sunday with Suzanne Daly. Definitely go check that out if you missed it. Yep. I love when Brad's live, and that also helps because people were worried about him because he wasn't feeling well. But now you get to see him on camera, which is nice. So glad he's back. And Jeff Gargis is feeling better than ever as we continue forward. So if you have not messaged him recently, I know he'll hopefully be back with us on a consistent basis soon, but really good to check in with him.
Yeah, we had two meetings with him yesterday. He was like a guest appearance for two meetings, which was unexpected. So
he was sick of us by the end of that.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. Mm-hmm.
Actually, before we transition here, our meetings yesterday had to do with two things that this community would be interested in.
They would be interested in, Ray Hewart.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not allowed to talk about those two things. But
I just feel like, you know, maybe people should keep like a Saturday open in February just in case.
Like the whole day, you think, right?
Yeah, I think like probably like give or take 12-ish hours.
Sure. I think that would, because, you know, that's a appropriate amount of time to be.
Yeah, right. And I think just maybe keep it open, because you never know what's going to happen with the Teach Better team.
Yeah, I feel like the last weekend in February just feels like a great Saturday that I'm really just excited for no reason.
Right. Yeah. Me too.
And then I also just have a feeling that while that will be really fun, because it's Saturday and who doesn't love spending Saturday virtually with your Teach Better family, I also feel like there'll be a possible announcement that day that people will want to tune in for.
I think you're right. Ooh, we have some guesses in the comments.
Oh, I love guesses.
Valentine's Day celebrations. A little late for Valentine's Day, but I do appreciate a good Valentine's Day celebration.
Yeah, the last weekend of February is like when you forgot about Valentine's Day. So you have to go to your significant other and be like, just kidding, Pookie. I've had this plan the whole time.
Maybe please don't use the word Pookie.
What? It's such a, like, if you forget Valentine's Day and you celebrate it 2 weeks later.
You think you should use the word Pookie?
I think you're in the doghouse already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that Pookie's the way to go. Get it? Pookie, doghouse.
Okay, moving on. So, yeah, so in sometime on that Saturday, you know, while we're like all just hanging out at home probably, I think there is going to be some major announcement that will be crucial for people's future.
So here's my thing. It's fun to talk about this because we are like in the weeds of a lot of this behind the scenes, mm-hmm. but it's November and we're telling them to wait until the end of February. I'm not patient.
So, oh, I know. I know you're not.
Like, I'm not patient and I know what's going on. So do you think this creates like distrust and hatred in our group that they're like, oh, you're making me wait 11 years for this information?
I don't know that everybody lacks the patience that you do. So I think that some people can just accept it and they can just think, you know, there's a lot of things to look forward to in the coming months. So I think after the new year, then it's something new to look forward to.
You will get new details on this after the new year. So, I mean, that's promising.
That is promising.
Wait, you know what somebody else asked me about in my email, which I can address here? Somebody asked me, they filled out an ambassador application, which is open November 1st through the 27th of this month. And they were like, Ray, I filled out the application the first day it opened. When do I find out about if I was accepted? Which I was like, well, you have to be patient because that won't happen until after the new year, which is a long time to wait.
That's true, but there's a lot of moving parts. So if you're someone that's struggling with getting that information, just know that we have to look at the applications. You know, we have to get all the pieces in order to be able to contact people who are an apple or are an ambassador and kind of the next steps. Like, what does it mean when you get the notification of like you're an ambassador? What are the next things that have to happen? So there's lots of things that have to be set up before. So we want to make sure that we are like when you get that notification, you are fully prepped and you are ready to go. And we have everything done on our end. So,
So
Ray, patience.
to give you a timeline, if you filled out ambassador applications, or if you haven't, by the way, you have until the 27th, then you should absolutely fill them out. Super low commitment. It's like just an incredibly supportive group that is here to help you be the best educator you can be. But after your New Year's kiss with your Pookie, then you will get the email about ambassador applications, like right after New Year's. That's my theory.
Okay. Do we have a segment we can get into so you can stop using the word pookie?
We'll be right back. Welcome back to our Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. Katie Miglin and I are excited to dive into our teachable moment. But I will say, I'm going to get in trouble by everyone on the production and marketing committee if I don't tell you that we mentioned Teach Better Ambassador applications, which you can apply for yourself November 1st through 27th at teachbetter.com/ambassador. Was that a good commercial?
This is a paid advertising by Ray Hewer. She's been endorsed by Katie Miglin.
I'm gonna get a text from somebody being like, Ray, you didn't include the website and you talked about something that people should apply for, and then I'm gonna be in trouble.
Well, good job. You're not in trouble anymore.
Exactly. So for all those people that were gonna message me and tell me I didn't do my job,
I don't know who's on the screen with me today, but it is. Rare Ray, let me just say.
I'm getting prepared to remember that I have to get on a flight in a few hours. So,
Yeah, you're gonna
wait,
need something.
teachable moment. We actually brainstormed with another educator yesterday, and I like this topic. So, how do you want to get into this?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting, Ray, because we hear it all the time, but you know, to like actually have a conversation with an educator, because we literally just said to her, what's going on in the schools right now? What should we talk about on the show in the morning? And it was just interesting because she just kind of like verbal diarrheaed all these things that she was like, that it was almost like her inbox. I don't know if you like felt the same, but she just was like, we have an email about this. This is going on. This is going on. And we were like, oh, it sounds like there are some. Like the plate is only so big, things are constantly going on to the plate. And the question we kind of had was, what point are things getting taken off, and who's making that decision, and why are those decisions being made? And I think it kind of comes into this bigger idea, right?
The other thing that came up that was comical that was helping us with this idea was somebody bringing up a concern that like definitely doesn't need to be on teachers' shoulders, and yet it became like an emphasis of the building for a week. And we were joking about like sweating the small stuff, but also finding finding things that like don't need to be discussions and why are those focuses? I don't know how to get into this topic, but like which, what topics are you willing to die on a hill for and topics that you should just like let go and don't matter?
Well, and I think it's really tricky, right? Because I know personally, you know, when I would kind of feel like emotionally drained, I felt like everything was a battle. I felt like everything was like ride or die. I had to deal with it. And I think it's easier for us right now when we were talking to this educator, because we were on the outside of it. So to us, we could, you know, give more perspective. And I think that's kind of what our goal is today, is while you're in it and while you're dealing with it day to day, things do feel like a battle. They feel heavy. They feel frustrating. You know, it's like November. It's that negative feeling. As much as we want to say like everything is always perfect, the days are shorter, you know, the sunlight is shorter, the weather might be turning depending on where you live. And so it is easy to kind of just get in this mindset, but it's important to be mindful of, is everything really a battle? Is it worth it? So for example, I was talking to another educator earlier this week, and she said that there is this student who's struggling to do work, will not do any work. And all the teachers she's working with are just consistently frustrated. They're constantly like, he needs to be doing something. He needs to be doing something. You know, he's spending a lot of time out of the classroom, in the office, all the things. We all have, you know, situations like that. And she's kind of come at the angle of like, he's showing up. And that right now is the only battle I'm willing to face. And I was like, that's such an interesting perspective, because we as educators kind of get entrenched in some of these things. Like, no, you're here to learn. No, you should be doing these things. And that she was like, my goal is like, he is safe and he is being taken care of, and he's coming back. And that right now is a win. And I was like, that's such a good reminder to what, when you're in the day to day. And I know we were kind of yesterday talking about some things from a, like an admin lens, yeah. But just little things like whether or not a teacher wears jeans was a conversation we had had, and whether or not that matters.
Yeah. So Adam Welcome texted me yesterday an article from Edutopia that they posted on Instagram that like linked to a bigger article. It was like, questions: should teachers be allowed to wear jeans every day? Why or why not? And he texted this to me like as to be funny, because in the book that we co-authored together called Teachers Deserve It, we have an entire chapter on teachers deserve to wear jeans. And it was this comical element, because we were writing the chapter, there actually was some debate on if this was appropriate. Mm-hmm. And there were so many other statements that we were claiming in this book. Teachers deserve higher pay. Teachers deserve smaller class sizes. And we did the jeans one kind of as a joke. And then it like actually took up as like something people were fighting about. And I just think it's so interesting as we kind of debate some of the things that should be important in schools and things that sometimes we find are important, but really shouldn't be important in schools. Mm-hmm. And how do we discern, either from a leadership lens, from a teacher lens, from a student lens, what battles are worth fighting? Like, is it worth, when you get into school today, fighting with the student that arrives 30 seconds after the bell rings? Is that a hill worth dying on?
Right.
Or is it worth, as a leader in your building, to walk around all your teachers and say, hey, you're making too many copies. I need you to cut that down by 20% next week. Or is it worth, like, these are all battles that they might be worth fighting, but you really need to be intentional if that's the decision you're going to make.
Right.
And I feel like we see this, Katie, in like even our personal relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Is this something that I really want to fight with my husband on? Or is this something that I could step back and say, actually, even if it's not done exactly how I would do it, can I get the same result and move beyond this stressor?
Well, and I think being reflective is super important, and that has taken me still. I mean, it's still a battle that I personally face of like, when I'm emotionally drained, I find that the little things are a bigger deal. And, you know, maybe some of you can relate, but there would be days that I would be, you know, exhausted. And it was the kid that would walk in 30 seconds late. And that was like the last straw, whether or not that kid was the actual issue. It felt like such a big deal. And so I think it's really important to be reflective too of your own headspace, because that can make or break some of those deals and whether or not some of those things are a big deal.
Yeah, I see that. I love this YouTube comment here that what do you want to be firm on and what do you want to be flexible on? But she's hitting it the nail on the head. It's consistency. Yep. So one day to be flexible on something and the next day to be firm on it is confusing to everyone involved. And then no one can be successful.
Right.
So finding those, like, I don't know, finding those decisions of, am I going to be firm on this and really, and how far am I willing to fight this battle?
Right.
Or am I going to be a little bit flexible, but maybe still emphasize my opinion? It does, just because you're flexible doesn't mean that you're essentially ignoring the problem.
Correct.
You just may not fight to the death to get it. Right. Like,
well, and we, it, you can see that in your classroom, but we can also see it higher, you know, the higher level as a, from an admin lens. We had this conversation for the last few weeks, actually, with Admin Mastermind, which meets every Tuesday morning. And it's been really good to listen to the conversation of, you know, especially like evaluation time or, you know, principals getting into the classrooms and kind of observing teachers and getting that feedback and deciding what is the point of the feedback? Like, where is that? What's the why? And I think that's important as a teacher too. But then not just having those answers of here's why I feel this way, but communicating that to whoever, you know, whatever the parties are, whether it's you're communicating to the parents or the student or your teachers, so that we can like make sure that we are staying consistent, but then also so they're building trust. That's been a big conversation that has come up in the Admin Mastermind, is establishing the trust so that when you give some critical feedback or when you're like, this is a hill I'm going to die on, they understand where you're coming from and they understand like the purpose behind it. Because otherwise it just seems like a, it's like an arbitrary battle, right? You know, you're frustrated the kid didn't bring a pencil, but what are the things that made you frustrated up to that point? Have you communicated that? Have you, you know, have you set the clear expectations, consistency, and all that good time, all that good stuff?
You know, I will, I think there's a lot to dive into with this, but Katie, you just mentioned Admin Mastermind without a website, and that I'm worried in trouble for that. So are you going to do like a Teach Better commercial so you can like tell people how to get involved in Admin Mastermind, or are you going to get a text later from our marketing department saying that you're not doing your job?
I will probably get a text, because unless Bree is still in the comments and willing to drop a link in the comments, it is teachbetter.com/mastermind.
See, isn't that so easy? Wow, that's easy to remember, Katie Miglin. teachbetter.com/mastermind. You can join our Admin Mastermind every single week on Tuesday mornings. I think it's at 9 a.m. Eastern. I go every week, but I always mess up Central and Eastern time. I think it's 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, all and right. It's been good to kind of have conversation about, like, this month has been all about, like, kind of instructional leadership and what does that look like? So
yeah, no, I love the theme. I love the theme. And thank you,
Bree's the best. Bree wins. Thank you, Bree.
She just knows all the websites by heart because she's a genius.
She is a genius.
Okay, so what's, I was thinking through some sort of like activity or reflection that we could get into when you're trying to decide what you care about. Like as you walk into your building today, maybe you're a principal, what things are you like adamant need to happen? And you are willing to like really get into it to ensure that it occurs. And what things can you say, you know what, as long as it gets done, I'm not going to necessarily feel like it needs to be done my way. I think as teachers, we can also reflect on this. I heard somewhere, and they were talking about like personal relationships. So I think it applies here that like, is this a one or a 10, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that was a good reference.
Yeah, it's that mindset, like, is this a one for me? Like, I, it's so important. It's the thing that I care about the most. Or is this a 10 that
I might have been?
What?
I think it's the other way around. I think one is not, it's not that big of a deal.
Ooh, not, I never use it. That, really?
I thought it was one is like, this isn't a big deal. 10 is, this is a huge deal. No?
I would argue that regardless of what you do, just be consistent. Because yeah, I think I do 1 to 10 because, like, these are the top 3 things that are most important to me versus, like, 10, this is the highest point value that's important to me. I don't get, I don't think it necessarily matters as long as you decide your own scale.
Right.
But there's that concept that, like, if it's not the most important thing to me, then I still can have an opinion, but I can choose to let somebody else take the reins of it, right?
Well, and I think an easy way to kind of identify that is like, what were things that frustrated you yesterday? Like, what were things that literally in the, this week have caused you to be like frustrated long enough that you remember. Because we have those little things that you're like in the moment, you know, like, ugh. But things that you can still remember 24 hours later, those are things, address them, figure out what was kind of the triggers yesterday, and then were they worth it? Because you might still be frustrated about it, but then identifying why was it a really big importance? Or was it like just in the moment, there was a lot of other things that were building into that? Because you have to tease some of that out to decide kind of your numbers. Where are you at as far as importance?
Okay, I want to think of some examples. Can we, or put them in the comments too as we brainstorm
Yeah.
this. Give us something simple that bothered you yesterday. I like that I think this is a great activity, Katie. I wouldn't have thought of it that way, but yesterday is a perfect spot to start. I think something that what used to drive me insanely crazy that I don't know if it's worth the battle is if the date was at the top of the paper. Like, is that a battle worth fighting? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of
I
like
do, and
things.
I can't believe that's something that really irritated you.
But like things in the classroom that I'm like, it's not that hard, write the date at the top of the paper. And then after I'd be like, okay, wait, is this actually the hill I want to die on? Like, does
Ooh,
it
this is
actually?
a good one. Students not asking for help when stuck. Yes. And I think this is a really good moment of reflection because when they don't ask for help, that means that they're not learning. Their learning has stopped or paused. So there are so many reasons why, yes, this is something that would be a hill you are willing to die on because that makes sense. It impacts the whole structure of their learning. Totally understand why this would be a point of frustration.
Well, and this would absolutely be one for me that I'd say, yes, it's a hill I want to die on. So I'm going to constantly be emphasizing and problem solving this. Like, why is it not happening? How can I adjust? What does that student need to be successful? Because I'm not going to give up on that one. That
Absolutely.
makes it a really good example. What's
Okay,
another?
so one thing that people, I mean, I feel like we both faced is students not bringing required materials.
Oh, yeah. Is that a hill you want to die on? Like, a student doesn't bring a pencil to class. So, does that mean that you're going to like really lay into that kid? Or are you going to say, okay, I have an opportunity in my classroom to borrow a pencil. So, it's not something I'm going to fight right this moment because the point is that they have the pencil, not that they brought it.
Yeah.
You're a math teacher. So, what's your like mindset on this? Are you a pro pencil bringing or die person?
So no, but I really think that there were things that over time, like if you would have asked me my first 2 years of teaching, my answer would have been very different. But by the end of by like year 10, I'm like, I don't care how you get a pencil, figure it out. Like that was more like my hill was more, you haven't problem solved.
Yeah.
So either you need to borrow, you need to find one on the floor.
But I think that is going to be at the core of most things that I decide are concepts I will like are things that are really important to me. It's not actually the thing itself, it's the core value I'm trying to instill in the student.
Exactly.
I'm
Yep.
not going to die on the hill that you need to bring a pencil, but I am going to die on a hill that you need to learn to problem solve so that when you don't have a resource, you aren't choosing to just be complacent about it, right?
Yes, which we had many conversations, I know, in our department about that. I would say like anything related to that, like you can't problem solve coming into class late. What are your thoughts on that?
I think again, it comes back to a core value. If you're coming to class late because you're making a poor decision, then I'm willing to like really struggle with that. Like that can be something I really think is important. But if you have an appropriate reason why you came in late, I'm not going to make you feel bad that happened. Like I've been in a
Right.
teacher's classroom where a student came in late with a pass and the teacher still scolded the student. But if they came to class late with a pass from the guidance counselor, I think it's better for me to assume like there was a better need for that child to be late to like I'm not phrasing that right, but like it's
Well, I think
okay.
your point is like there it's really a bigger picture, right? You if you whether you teach, I mean, elementary kind of is in a different boat, but if you have students for only 45 minutes or an hour, you know, they're coming and going, you're a snapshot of their whole day. And I think that is really kind of something to be mindful of is that you're one piece of the whole puzzle of their day.
Yeah.
And they sometimes don't have time to go to wherever they need to go, whether it's to the office or guidance. And I know we would hear that a lot from our students when we taught middle school. They had to go turn in a form, but when do they have time to do that? And so I think it's, it comes down to what you said, is educating students as to like the appropriateness and the bigger picture, but also kind of some of that like personal reflection of, you are one teacher. And if every teacher had the mindset that you did, what would that day look like for a student? And if every teacher felt that as strongly as you did about every topic, you feel strongly, then that would make a very challenging environment for students. And so kind of giving yourself some of those perspectives of, maybe they came in late with a pass because they had something else they had to do. They got here, they didn't miss the lesson, or they're doing like everything after they walked in is appropriate. Okay, fine. I think sometimes it's important though to remind yourself, there are students who don't do that. They are late for whatever reason they want. It's happening all the time. Those are things I think, yes, those can cause you moments of frustration because maybe the conversation has happened. You know, those are the outliers.
But again, it's like, that's a teachable thing. That's a teachable moment. If a student walks in with a pass and you, there's a reasonable explanation why they're arriving late, like, we have to move beyond that, right? Like, not, like, whatever. I love the one on here in the comments of somebody saying, students must say goodbye to me before leaving the classroom. I'm so interested. Like, I feel like that is something that I would value in some regard. I want students to, like, grow as whole students, grow as whole people. Saying goodbye at the end of the day, in my mind, is to engage the student, foster that relationship, like XYZ. So I don't know if like saying goodbye is a hill I die on, but acknowledging the goodbye, like waving, or like, I don't care how a student says goodbye. When I taught middle school, it could have been 100 different things, but like, this to me as a concept is building more than just the learner, right?
Yeah. Right.
That one.
And that's the important part of it, is what, but it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. What is your why? What is it, just that you just want them simply to say goodbye? Probably not. It's probably rooted in that you want them to be a good person. Them showing up to class on time probably doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your awesome bell ringer that you thought was going to like just change the lives. It probably comes down to, in your mind, you're realizing they can't be late to everything in their life. They can't be late to doctor's appointments. They can't be late to their job. They can't, you know, like, it's a bigger issue. And so you have to be able to communicate that, which I was so bad at. I would in those moments be so frustrated and not actually be able to communicate what was the bigger picture that I was concerned about. But that really is what's driving your feelings. And that's what's driving the conversation. So you have to articulate that. Otherwise there won't be any changes made.
Yeah. I think this is a really interesting conversation about reflecting on what frustrated you yesterday and what's the core reason that it was frustrating. And is it something that you really want to pick a fight about?
Yeah.
I think that our conversation, again, like we said earlier, was more focused on leadership decisions, but I think like reflecting on this morning from a teacher lens, I think it's healthy regardless of what level you are in a school ecosystem, that we can all be better articulating what and why something frustrates us. And I do think, it's just my theory, I think it is going to come down to the action versus the intention, that the action itself might be something I may not choose to die on a hill on, like not bringing a pencil, but the intention of wanting to build problem solvers and the approach in which I go about doing that might be something that I really feel like is a core value as an educator. So interesting discussion, Katie Miglin. I like that.
Well, and can I say too, just, I know we're going to transition, but it's okay if you can't figure out the bigger picture. So like being responsible, you know, the being the well-rounded student, if some of those things are not the reason, it's okay for you to be able to articulate, I'm frustrated because it offends me. And it's not necessarily about their future. It's, you know, it could just be something that like, maybe there's a couple things that are really just like saying goodbye to a student or whatever.
It's sign like, of disrespect. Something.
Yeah. So I think it's okay to say like, you offend me when you do those things. I know it may not seem like a big deal, but it hurts me personally because that makes you human. And that's okay too. It doesn't always have to be about building this like future adult that's going to be a perfect person, you know?
But don't you think some of that is, again, with this conversation, you're, because you're human, this isn't going to be perfect. And you might have things that, as silly as it sounds, are going to be things that you really need to see happen. Yep. And I think being able to find a balance with those and articulate those. If you're going to be a teacher that they have to bring a pencil every day and that's a hill you want to die on, I don't necessarily agree with that decision. But if that's a decision you're making, I think being clear with that, finding ways to support that intention, just like trying to do the best you can. And then you can't have 17 others. Like, you can only have a few.
Exactly.
And the rest need to, like, you can't have all of them be important, I guess, is the point of this dialogue.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to fight about copies, fine. But like, then that has to be the only thing you really like care about. Otherwise, does it have to be a stress you're putting on others? And that's really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. 100%.
Ooh, interesting dialogue. We have a community spotlight and then a morning challenge. We'll be right back. Hey friends, welcome back to our Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. As many of you know, during the show here at the tail end, we love to highlight a member of our Teach Better community that we think would be valuable for you to connect with if you have not done so already. As many of you are aware, we have our Sunday show where we like to bring in guests from all over the world and interview them at panels and deep dive discussion. And even though Wednesday Wake Up is typically only the Teach Better team, we do want to make sure you are constantly growing your professional learning network. One of the educators that we are highlighting today is very, very involved in our Teach Better family. This is the one and only Hunter Flesch. He has been a part of our Teach Better community for a long time, not only as an incredible educator in our PLN, but also as a podcast host within the Teach Better podcast network. You can follow him on social media with his Ed Essentials handle. And I personally know that he's on Twitter, but I love following him on Instagram. He just put out a reel this morning that Katie and I were giggling at. He just has a great personality and full transparency. He is a podcast host that I love listening to. He is such a strong interviewer and he asks really great questions. He is a relatively quote unquote new educator to the field, but I think that actually makes him one of the best podcast hosts that I like to put into my daily repertoire because he is just so interested in asking those right questions to the people that he's interviewing. And he's had some big names on that podcast. So I'm a huge fan. When we asked him what he loves about education, he says, "My mission in education is to empower students and staff to love learning, take risks, and believe in themselves. I believe that we can collectively transform education into an incredible experience for all students." Hunter Flesch. Super cool guy. Love him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's pretty active on TikTok, right?
I know that he's putting out a ton of content, so it would not surprise me.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't connected with him, make sure to do that and let us know what you think of his most recent reels. They're kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of funny.
They're kind of funny. We are headed into our morning challenge before we wrap up the show here. And I know we have a long and fun day ahead, so we'll be back. As we wrap up our show this morning, friends, we would love to leave you with a little morning challenge. Again, this is a challenge that we want to encourage you to take on. It's Wednesday morning. This is just something to keep in the back of your mind, a really easy win for you before we wrap up the week, and something that can make us a little bit better today than we were yesterday and a little bit better tomorrow than we were today. Our focus the whole show has really been on choosing those things that are worth fighting the battle on. And I think it's a really good opportunity for us to reflect in November. Are we getting hot and bothered about things that we don't need to carry the stress or weight of? Or are we getting frustrated and putting our stress on others over things that actually don't need to matter so deeply to us?
Yep.
Katie, as we think through a morning challenge, I love the challenge you gave us earlier. How do we kind of tweak this so it's something that they can accomplish later today?
So as you're entering your day today, think of a few things that were points of frustration yesterday or things that maybe are still bothering you today. Mm-hmm. And take just a few minutes to think through the why. Why was it something that caused you to be frustrated? And then how will you approach them if those same issues come up today or if you still have to address them today? Mm-hmm. So we know that there's going to be things that continue to come up, but how you tackle them is super important. And so being mindful of kind of what was the root of your frustration and then what's your plan going forward so that when those issues come up, you are prepped and you're in the right headspace to tackle them.
I have to say, Katie, this would definitely be something that I would need like a brainstorm buddy on. Like yes. I don't know that I could be reflective enough in this challenge mm-hmm. to like fully do it by myself. This would be something that with my morning coffee, I'd like pop into Sarah Jessie's classroom or somebody and be like, okay, talk this out. I heard this on Wednesday wake up. Mm-hmm. I agree with the concept. These are like the two things that really irked me yesterday. Are they important? Are they not? Like, give me mm-hmm. some perspective. I think that that could be like a really easy dialogue with a trusted colleague. I always loved getting like Nikki's perspective because she like shared a doorway with me. So it was always like, okay, you literally live in the same environment. Right. Does this bother you too? Or is this just a me thing?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And just having someone be able to like give a different perspective of like, hey, chill out. That wasn't that big of a deal. You're just in a bad mood. You know, like you need one of those people in your life.
Yeah. Or you're like, there's no solution to this. Like the whole pencil thing. I know so many educators would be like, no, you need to have something to write with. And then someone would come in and be like, yeah, what if you had like 5 extras that you kept attached to like clipboards that they could borrow? And then you're like, ooh, that is helpful. Thank mm-hmm. you for that.
Yeah. So find your friend, find someone that can kind of give you a different perspective, take some time to reflect so that the rest of your week, you can handle some of those little issues with a better mindset and so that they don't all turn into mountains because nobody needs to be battling that at the end of November.
Definitely not. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Please feel free to tune in later today as we go live for our monthly quick tip with Katie and Dana Kirby. That will be a really fun one. In case you can't go live and join us later today, it will be saved on our YouTube channel. So you can go subscribe over there as well so you don't miss any of those quick tips. Those are quick, like 10 to 15 minute sessions of mm-hmm. quick strategies to implement. So definitely something worth adding to your, you know, consumption throughout the month. If you have not applied for Teach Better applications for our ambassador program, make sure you add that to your to-do list maybe next week or later at the end of this week to make sure you submit that before the 27th. And we will see you sometime soon, probably on Sunday. Probably on yeah. Sunday. See you Sunday, friends.